The Talmud in Tractate Baba Basra, Daf Samach, page 60, brings a number of different minhagim customs that the Jewish people took upon themselves during the time of the destruction of the Churban in commemoration for the destruction. These customs were enacted, were institutions by the Chachamim, and became Tikkanas Chachamim, rabbinical obligations. The Gemara brings there certain Yidden that took upon themselves even extra measures, such as not to eat meat and wine at all, being that there was no more meat being brought to the Mizbeach, no more wine being brought as the libation offering, and therefore they refrained from meat and wine, although the Chachamim said, don't be frummer than us, don't do more than we actually required. But what did the Chachamim require? So one of the things the Chachamim required is that during a meal, and this applies by any meal, that one is not to serve all the common dishes that are served during that meal. And this takana is brought down l'halach in Shulchan Aruch in chapter 560, halacha 2, in which the Mechaber states that one is not allowed to have all the dishes that are commonly served, served by a meal, even if it's a seudas mitzvah is brought in later. This would mean that if one usually has 10 different dishes that he would serve, then he would have to serve only 9 of them and leave one of those dishes empty and a space empty on the table in commemoration for the destruction of the temple. So the question is, why have we not heard of this? If it's a halach in Shulchan Aruch, why have we not heard of this being actually practiced? So the Paiskim deal with this, and they say that this is no longer a custom being for a few reasons. Number one, back in the day, they actually had an actual Seder in order of the different dishes. So when one dish was missing, it was clearly seen, hey, he's doing this in commemoration of the destruction. But today, when you don't bring a dish, no one's going to know. No one's going to know why you didn't bring the dish. Maybe it didn't belong during this meal. Maybe they didn't have money to buy it. There can be various different reasons, and it's no longer apparent. So it's brought down in later Achreinim, Shulchan Gevoya, the Chaya Adam, the Shulchan, the Mishnah Berurah, the Kaf HaChaim, that were no longer accustomed to leave out dishes of food by the meals, even though this was the original Takanas Chachamim. The Kaf HaChaim, however, does conclude that it is proper for a person to leave at least an empty space on the table, a certain area of empty space, in commemoration of the destruction, so when he eats, he remembers the Churban. Another institution of the sages brought there in the Gemara and Baba Basra and recorded in Halacha in the Mechaber is regarding jewelry. And that is that a woman is not to wear all of her pieces of jewelry at once. So if she owns a necklace, a rings, earrings, and a bracelet, she shouldn't wear all of them. She should leave one of them out. And the Shlach Kaddish writes some severe words regarding this and is brought in later Achreinim, the Mishnah Berurah, the Kaf HaChaim, that those women that wear all their jewelry, aside for transgressing this law, they also cause jealousy amongst the Goyim and cause anti-Semitism. That is the wording of the Shlach. It's actually interesting that there was a recent story published by Rabbi Lau, the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, in which he stated that in his meeting that he had with Fidel Castro, his famous meeting they had with Fidel Castro in the 90s, I believe. So he asked Fidel Castro if he can achieve that the Jewish community can receive kosher meat in Cuba because there was no kosher meat available. And Fidel Castro got up vehemently and he said, absolutely not. So he was taken aback. Rabbi Lau asked him, what's the reason? And he replied, I will not accept anti-Semitism in my country. If the Cubans will see that the Jews have meat while they barely have any bread to eat because of the poverty, this will cause anti-Semitism. So Rabbi Lau asked him in return, so why did you agree for the Jews to have the matzahs brought in? So Fidel Castro said, I didn't know that matzah is food. I thought it's a religious ornament. In any event, we see the idea of how that the Paiskim, also in previous generations, really demoted this idea of a Jew showing extravagance towards the Goyim and causing jealousy. Nonetheless, practically, also this, we don't see it a custom for women to diminish in jewelry. We don't see it a custom for them to practice this halachic ruling. And this, too, the place can bring down that is no longer a custom. They don't explain why, But possibly one of the reasons is, once again, because today there's many different types of jewelry, and if a woman decides to leave one out, it won't necessarily be noticed that this is being done zeich l'charban, but just because she either doesn't have it or doesn't want to wear it for some separate reason. It could be that in previous times, the wearing of the specific types of jewelry was very, very accepted, and it was done in an orderly fashion, and when it was missing from someone, it was obviously noticeable, as opposed to today, where each person does according to their wishes. Practically, regarding jewelry, regarding meals, the custom is no longer to follow the above ruling that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch for the reasons that we mentioned.